Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Peya Perik Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Ha Peya Nitenes Bimachuba Lekarka. Ha Peya Nitenes, Peya is to be given Bimachuba Lekarka, while it's still connected to the ground. I know that explains about Tenura, because the Pasuk says, La'ani V'lager Tazayv Oysam. For the poor person and the ger, you should leave them. In other words, leave them as is, still connected to the ground. You leave it for them, let them come and take it. Some say that even after he leaves it and says, this is peya, even if the balabas wants to perform a service for the anima, say, let me cut it for them. No, you just leave it. Let them come and take it. But this is only if you're cutting grain from the ground. What about if we're talking about leaving peya from something up on a high tree? I'm leaving it. Let the aniyim climb up and get it. They're not experienced. And you could have a bunch of aniyim pushing or shoving each other to try to get it. That would be dangerous. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah. But Bidalis. Dalis is a large grapevine that hangs over special poles or on top of other trees. Over Deka. In regard to a date palm, which is a tall tree and it's difficult to climb, Balabayis Moirid, the Balabayis, should take down the grapes from the grapevine or the dates from the date palm, or Mechalik La'aniyim, and he should distribute it to the poor people, those that are there, equally. Not that we want to put the Balabayis into Sakana, but he's not going to have people shoving or pushing. He's one person. He's experienced. He knows how to do this. This is what he does for a living. Rabbi Shimon says, not just by this deco, or the dalis, not just by the tall grapevine, or the date palm, but the same should be true for a walnut tree. Af bechalikei agoizim. Chalikei agoizim is a walnut tree. Chalak means smooth, like we learned about earlier. Why is a walnut tree called a smooth tree? And the answer is it has a smooth trunk. You don't have the normal knots that you have in a tree, which of course makes it much more difficult to climb up. So we don't want any of the poor people. There could be little children over here collecting. It could be several people at a time in order to avoid problems. We say, Reb Balabas, you have the mitzvah of peya. You also have the mitzvah of going up and bringing it down and distributing it. Vaiter says the Mishnah, filu tishim betisha omrim lechalek. Let's say 99 of the 100 poor people that are standing here are saying, no, we would much rather have it that the owner cuts it down himself and gives out the pay equally to all of us. If not, we're all going to start grabbing, it's not going to be good. The Echad Omer, but one of the 100 people that are standing here says, no, love ice. You leave it the way it is, and we're gonna try to grab it. Lizesh Shaima, we're gonna listen to that one person, Sha'ama Kahalacha, because what he's saying is the halacha. So here we're going back to the original halacha of the Mishnah. You told me he's supposed to leave it there and let the aniyim go and cut it. And whatever anyone gets, that's what he gets. You're not in charge of distributing it. We don't even want you to do it. So our Mishnah is telling us a great chiddush over here. You have 100 aniyim, and 99 are saying, no, you cut it and give it out equally. One of them says, no, we want to do it the way the halacha is. You have to listen to that one person. This is how the Torah said, pay it goes to the aniyim. Every person gets it according to his kaychas. What if all the people say, yeah, you want it that way because you're strong and you're fast? It doesn't make a difference. This is how the Torah Kedoshah says pay is to be divided.